Hey guys, it's Mac taking you through another interview on 93.5 Jukasa Radio. Today, we're joined by Ojibwe, Irish hip-hop artist and inspirational speaker Cody Coyote. He's here to chat about a few tracks, including the latest single, By My Side. Thanks for joining us, Cody.
Hey, Miigwech. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's an interview that's been on the list for a while, from Two Worlds to Dubwe. The last few singles have really been getting me hyped for the next big release. You know, what are your plans for 2021?
Ooh, I'm up to some big things, my friend. Up to some big things. You know, we just put out By My Side. I have a new single that's going to be coming out in late April called Heartbreak. Following that in June, I've been privileged to collaborate with The Game. And we've been putting this track together called Revolution, which I am really, really excited for. It's kicking off 2021, you know, in a good way.
Some big moves there. I'm really excited. But let's dive into the singles we got for now. I think a great place to start is Dubwe. It made an appearance on our top 25 tracks of 2020. It's got this, you know, modern throwback sound, similar, kind of reminds me of the golden era Bruno Mars vibes. You know, how do you channel that turn of the century sound?
Honestly, like, I was just like accommodating the vibe, right? That I kind of had this idea, like, hey, I was going to be in California. And when I think about California, I think about West Coast hip hop. I'm thinking about lowriders, having fun in the sun, chilling with the homies, all that kind of stuff, right? And that was definitely the kind of vibe that came together for Dubwe. Just being able to create that piece was just remarkable, right? But also putting like an indigenous flair on it and repping that to the core. The video for it was filmed in a place called Pechanga, which is the neighboring community to so-called Temecula, California. Being able to hang out with the Payo Wichum folks down there, that was just so special because they have a lowrider club there called Res Classics. For me, I love lowrider culture. I used to have a lowrider. Just being able to go back to that and to really like embody again that West Coast kind of sound was really fun.
More hit music up next.
That's right.
Jukasa Radio 93.5.
93.5 Jukasa Radio. We're joined by Cody Coyote. That's one of the latest offerings there, titled Dubwe. We'll be covering the singles, but also taking some time for throwbacks as well, such as Warrior from 2017's debut album. Let's talk about the bass line because, you know, straight up just mean and nasty.
Yeah, like even to date, it's crazy. That song, everybody knows me for it. Like everybody, they're like, oh, Warrior, right? I'm like, yeah, Warrior. You know, I know my mom passed away and she's not around anymore, but that was her favorite song because of that bass, because of like the overall feel to it. And the special part about that song, my friend, is like, no matter where I performed it, when my mom was there, even if the other people in the crowd weren't really feeling it that much, she was the one just rocking away, you know, and just taking it away, singing it word for word. But also just like the content in that song, I think it really hits close to home, talking about addiction, talking about things that have happened in our communities and things that I've witnessed even in my own walk of life. That song's always going to be super special to me and one that I've held close to my heart for quite some time.
Yeah, musically tight, but also not slacking lyrically. This is Warrior from 2017's debut album by Cody Coyote.
Hey, this is Vita Chambers. And you're listening to Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Warrior from Cody Coyote on 93.5. Let's continue to bounce around the timeline here, jumping into Two Worlds included in the latest string of singles you've been dropping lately. You know, as always, there's some great pop beats in there, but not shying away from big issues such as interracial relationships.
Yeah, I've been waiting to talk about this. Oh, geez. I had been in a relationship with somebody who was non-Indigenous, and there were so many challenges that I faced being in that relationship. And I'm not really trying to put anybody on blast here, but like some of her family members weren't accepting of the fact that I was Indigenous. And then on the flip side of the spectrum, there was some pushback in the Indigenous side of things too. And I got thinking to myself, like, you know, these two worlds, they don't want us together. They don't want us together. They would rather much see us divided and apart as opposed together. I got reflecting even further about how things were like that for my own family, my mom and my dad, with my mom being Irish, my dad being Ojibwe, and the challenges that my own father faced between my own family, like my own bloodline. It goes as far to even say, like, some of my family members weren't accepting of myself and my brothers and my father for being Indigenous, right? So really diving into that, like, if people take a look at the lyrics, I cut off my grandmother because she wasn't accepting of us. That's like the layers of what I wanted people to acknowledge. It's like, yeah, there's two worlds that exist in so-called Canada, the other colonial world, and you have the indigenous world. And a lot of the time people don't want to see us together, right? But I felt like it was necessary to touch base on that important dialogue and open the conversation around that.
Yo, what up? It's your neighborhood pusher, a.k.a. El Presidente. And you checking out Jucasa Radio 93.5. Yeah!
Cody Coyote is hanging with you this afternoon on Jucasa Radio. We still have two songs from 2019 to tackle ahead of the latest. We're around the midway point, so I figured we inject a little bit of energy into the mix. Cody, let's chat about my favorite track here, Wikwajio. It's impossible, you know, not to sing along with this one. But my favorite little touch is that little guitar riff that you got going on. It kind of brings it all together.
Yeah, that was gnarly putting that together, you know, and just like having that like jamming, right? Strumming along. I think that really made the track in terms of musical progression, because if you listen to it, right, like the first hook is different than the second and the third. And throughout it, it's just kind of gradually building up to give it that final, okay, we're going out with a bang type thing, right? Yeah, I love that you brought that up. Like, I loved when we made that song, you know?
Yeah, I really like how it kind of just drives the beat forward. You know, it does change, shift a little bit, but there's always the staples that you can fall back to. And I hope we can get you singing along at home. This is Cody Coyote, Wikwajio on 93.5.
Yo, from BK to 6Nay, this is Emmanuel Lewis, repping 6Nay, Jucasa Radio, and that's what's up.
One more throwback coming your way in our Cody Coyote interview. But before we dive into the latest single, By My Side, we've been, you know, dipping into all kinds of tracks here. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Cody. You know, what essentials are we missing from your catalog?
Everything, Manitou Dewagon is by far my favorite song. Like, I absolutely love that song, right? It means spirit drum in Ojibwe. If you want to check it out, the music video to the T talks about my journey of what I've been through, what happened when I got bullied, what happened when I got involved in gang life, how I got out of gang life, and I found myself immersed in culture and finding ceremony and finding healing through that. I'll give the plug here too. My chum, Thielen Kiknaswe, he's a TikTok sensation and a young Ogichita, a young leader, a young warrior out there. And he starred in that video. So I would hope that you'd add that to the catalog. It's my favorite, and the beat just goes hard too. You know, so.
You asked for it, we listened, and we got you. Get a little crazy with us. Nothing but hits. Break me off. Jucasa Radio 93.5.
It's been a real pleasure getting you to elaborate on some of those lyrics, sharing a glimpse behind the magic as well. So big thanks, Cody, for stopping by 93.5 today.
Oh, miigwech. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and let's remind our listeners, because it's been some time here, what's going into the next single and when will that be dropping?
Yeah, so the next single that I'm working on right now is Heartbreak. And it's really just talking about that vulnerable side of things that I feel a lot of men are afraid to talk about. You know, like if you go through some hardships, if you're having a tough time after a relationship has ended, like anybody can relate to the fact of feeling heartbroken and having that heartache after a relationship that you've invested in, right? So this is really just touching base on that. It's talking about, you know, the aftermath of a breakup and just being vulnerable enough as somebody who identifies as a man to talk about my emotions behind that, right? And that'll be coming out late April of this year. And I can't wait to have it hit all platforms.
With you, Cody, it's not just about the beats. You're also getting out there on the streets. I understand you're away from home, but showing up for everybody out there as well.
Yeah. You know, even when I'm away from home, like as we're talking right now, I'm in Treaty 6 territory. I'm in so-called Alberta. There's a lot of things that I've been seeing and witnessing out here that I feel I could help with and I can bring hip-hop to. There's obviously like a really big gang problem out this way. And I'm hoping to influence our young folks to get away from those types of hardships and to really come into the realm of hip hop. Because if you look at the history of it and how impactful it has been for several communities and several people worldwide, it's really like people changing lifestyles. It's people coming into a culture that is going to help benefit their well-being, you know, whether they're dancing, whether they're doing graffiti art, whether they're doing spoken word or getting into rapping over beats, right? And I know from my own experience of working with young folks for years, a lot of them just want to be heard, right? And as somebody who got out of gang life, I understand how easy it is to slip through the cracks and to be lost and to feed into that anger, right? So I'm hoping, right, to make some good happen while I'm out west here, and to try and influence people in a good way to find hip hop, you know, and to come to that place of sharing their own truth.
Yeah, definitely. There's art inside everyone, and it just takes people doing the good work, you know, help people find that confidence and their voice. So thank you for all that you're doing out there, Cody. All that info, whether you need an MC, inspirational speaker, or just someone to give you a good direction, all that can be found at CodyCoyoteMusic.com. As it's now time to say our goodbyes, Cody, you're going to take us through one final single here. It's your latest, dropped on January 28th, entitled By My Side.
Here's By My Side. Miigwech.
Ani bojo. I'm a dork. Suspenders and shorts. Games online and I don't play sports. What's good? This is Cody Coyote, and you are now locked into 93.5 Jocasta Radio.
Bang, bang. I like the sound of that. That's good stuff, Cody. Thank you. Yeah.